So, warm greetings from Redwood City at the Insight Meditation Center. And it's a simple thing we're doing together for the next half an hour. We are simply attending to our breathing. And it's said that all of Buddhism can be discovered through this attention to breathing, through attending to breathing. Some people like the word expression attending rather than attention. Attending has connotations of nurturing or caring for something. And I'm struck that that for many times, many people, one of the great representations of the beginning of life and the end of life is the person's first breath as a baby at birth. And I've been present for both humans and animals at their birth, and it's a remarkable thing to see that first breath. And then the last breath, often that's a way that people are to understand that someone is dying, is when you kind of, they don't breathe anymore. And so this poignancy of breath representing life, breathing representing life. To attend to breathing is not just attending to breathing, but it's also attending to our consciousness, our way in which we are alive at this moment. Such an amazing event, the fact that we are conscious, living beings. And to not be lost in thought, no matter how important those thinking is, in such a way that we're not aware of this marvel, this amazing event of being consciously alive, and to join this conscious aliveness with our breathing. Don't worry that you're leaving your life behind if you do so. If you really give yourself over to the breathing, all the important parts of your life that need to be attended to will come along, will follow along. Intimacy with breathing. So to take a comfortable, alert posture, and to slowly, softly close your eyes. And slowly, as if you have all the time in the world, and softly, as if it's an act of great care and tenderness, see if you can make small adjustments in your body to align your body more comfortably, more alertly, so your body is more here. You might sway back and forth, and then take smaller sways as you kind of find yourself at a center point. You might think of your vertebrae near the bottom of your spine as kind of a hinge, and kind of bend at that hinge to see if you can find a place where your vertebrae, your spine, feels most comfortable. And perhaps there's some way that your posture can support a chest which is open. A little bit of a stretch in the skin in front of the front rib cage. Not that you're pushing yourself, but somehow you're allowing there to be a confidence, a feeling perhaps that, yes, you will sit and take your place here. You're allowed to exist confidently and fully here. And then to take some long, slow, deep breaths, expanding your rib cage, front and back. We often don't feel the back rib cage much. It doesn't move as much as the front rib cage, but it's interesting sometimes to attend to that back rib cage, this more subtle movement. Maybe there's a lifting up of the ribs. Taking these deeper breaths and feeling the belly expand, allowing the belly to expand. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And then continue to relax a bit. And part of what relaxing helps in many ways, but one interesting way is that some of the places of tension in the body are directly related to the strength of our thinking. It's almost like the more we're involved in thinking, sometimes that thinking almost like it pulls on those muscles. And by relaxing, we quiet that thinking mind a little bit, make it easier to let go. Perhaps softening the muscles of your face. As you're exhaling, softening the eyes, the temples, the forehead. As you exhale, to soften the shoulders. And maybe there can be a relaxing of the belly as to noticing if there's any holding in the arms or on the elbow, the hands, and perhaps releasing that. And the same with the legs, knees. And finally, is there any tension, pressure in the area of your body where you most associate with thinking? For many people, it's the an area of the brain, the front of the brain. And maybe the mind itself feels contracted, or the mind feels tired from overworking, overthinking. And as you exhale, to relax that tension or tiredness, allowing the mind to rest. The kind of rest that lets consciousness float to the surface. Consciousness which does not work. It just is. Awareness that just is here. And then with that awareness that just is, become aware of your breathing. Become aware of your body breathing. Allowing awareness to attend to breathing. And perhaps breathing attending to awareness. And there's certainly a nice relationship between the two, because the oxygen we breathe in is what keeps awareness active, aware, present. And so letting awareness appreciate this very important activity of breathing that is supporting awareness. The exhale, a time to let go, to release. Releasing the muscles that have been activated. So that we breathe in. In a sense, your body works. The muscles work, engage in order to pull in the air. But the expelling of the air is not a work, but rather a releasing of the work. The diaphragm pushes down so we can breathe in. And the diaphragm releases itself back so that we can exhale. I think sometimes of the exhale like a surfing the front of a wave or sliding down a slide. Let go, release yourself, allow yourself to slide down the exhale to the end. And awareness doesn't have to do the work to inhale. Awareness just receives the inhale. Open, receptive, allowing, receiving the sensations of breathing in. Letting the mind, thinking mind, become quieter so that you can attend more intimately to the body's experience of breathing. Attending as continuously as you can. taking and adding a little bit of a spark to your attention. A little bit more clarity or engagement, so that you're less likely to drift off. So that you're attending to the breathing is really to be there with it, for it. A little bit clearer attention, continuous attention, takes a teeny bit of work, but it's work that leads to a greater relaxation and peace. breathing can be a reminder of the close, intimate, cooperative nature of our life with the world around us. That breathing is a process of recycling, that we take in oxygen, convert it, recycle it to carbon dioxide, which plants around us take in and recycle to oxygen. And the air particles that we take in circulate around and part of the great recycling that keeps our life going. Our body is made of recycled elements. The atoms in our body has been part of so many different things over the ages. The understandings that we use to make way through our life are acquired from our society and culture and family, and are also in some ways recycled and transformed and changed. Just about everything we are arises in this wonderful interconnected world. Everything we do, we are and experience ourselves arises in relationship to what is not ourselves. So much so that we can't really separate the two in some hard and fast way. And may this way in which we are conspirators, co-conspirators, breathing together, be a reminder of how deeply we are connected to each other. And so at the end of a meditation, to evoke that sense of connection, of mutuality, and our care for ourselves and for all that supports us and for the world around us. To dedicate the benefits of our practice is a way to strengthen those benefits for ourselves. So at the end of a sitting, to dedicate whatever benefits that have come from this sitting to the welfare and happiness of others. May it be that this 30-minute meditation is a platform from which, a basis from which we can be kinder to people today, more generous today, more loving and friendly. May it be that this meditation supports us, inspires us to live for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings everywhere be free.